most of the time, people start an estate plan on a negative note. They see someone going through an awful probate, or they have a family issue or executor issue, and so they go in on a negative note. This sends them in on a positive note because it starts with creativity and not with, you know, a negativity. It's an unusual way to do it, but it's being well received right now completely.
That's awesome. Where did your career begin? What made you want to head down the path of helping people with their wills and estate planning?
Well, I did a lot of marketing for insurance companies through ad agencies and marketing agencies. And what I did is I took this from the consumer point of view and made it so that it was fun. And that's something not associated with estate planning very often. In fact, never. So I finally got myself into an estate planning attorney, and I'm sitting there, and she looks at me within like the first, I don't know, 3 minutes of the conversation. And she looks at me and she goes, "So Rich, when you die, dot, dot, dot." And I didn't hear a word she said after that for several minutes. And what went through my head was, boy, I'm not having fun. And then the second thing that went through my head at that moment was, how could this be fun? Is there a way to make this fun? So after that meeting where I was kind of confused and came home with a lot of homework to do, I went back and I Googled estate planning and fun. And of course, it showed a big nothing. So I said, well, being a how-to author and being inspired like this, I decided to take it on. And the result is Last Bucket List.
So what's the biggest thing that keeps people from putting their will together?
Another good question. And everybody has their own reason. I think for many, it's fear of mortality. I don't want to address that. That's the one that I hear the most. But there's lots of reasons. And everybody listening to this who doesn't have a will or procrastinated in getting their will can probably say what their top one or two or three reasons are for not having a will. I address all of those under one big umbrella. That's the fun idea. In other words, it's interesting. It starts with fun. But then what I discovered is that fun leads to creativity. Creativity leads to meaning. And meaning leads to love. And that's really what this is about. You know, if you go in to do an estate plan, the thing that should be foremost in your mind is love. And then when you have that focus, you can then make a lot of decisions that are hard to make when you're looking at taxes and probate and all the kind of stuff that you end up, the legalese you end up getting involved with. Those two things can't really occupy your mind at the same time.
Right. Well, and you talk about that fun calms fear.
Yeah. It's fear is the umbrella term for all the things that keep them from going in.
And you know, we do these things because we care for and love the people around us and don't want them to be burdened if something were to happen to you, that we want them to be blessed when something happens to you as opposed
exactly.
to be burdened, you know?
Yes.